This is Degaris Masklist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 653, entitled, "Most gender politicians and gender studies professors are feminazis." Description: this flyer suggests how masculists can wage gender wars against monoconscious feminist gender politicians and monoconscious feminist gender studies professors to make gender studies talk about both genders, teaching students as much about masculism as feminism, and to set up GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments, so that those feminist gender politicians who remain bigotedly monoconscious get voted out due to vicious publicity campaigns against them waged by biconscious masculist gender politicians. Now the flyer itself. Most gender politicians are and gender studies professors are feminazis. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer states that there won't be just ideological gender wars on campus between biconscious masculine students and monoconscious feminist students. There will also be similar gender wars in the parliaments and in the lecture halls. This flyer is about these latter two gender wars, that is, in the parliaments and in gender studies courses on campus. Why is it reasonable to label feminist gender politicians and feminist gender studies professors as feminazis? Because they have been so powerfully brainwashed all their lives that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed, that they feel fully justified in publicly trashing men. That to male ears, they sound like complete misandrist, male-dumping cunts, that is, feminazis. So an obvious enemy of the masculists who will have to be defeated in the coming gender wars. These two categories of women are no fools. They have big egos and lots of ability. Not every woman ends up a politician nor a professor. Maybe only one woman in 1,000 or less achieves such a level of status in society, so it takes guts, brilliance, determination, and ambition. I know, since I'm a retired prof myself, and you don't end up a full professor if you are stupid, unambitious, and gutless. So these women bring a lot to the table. They feel they have the ability to really make a difference. In the case of the gender politicians, they have the power to change the laws, the gender laws, in favour of women. In the case of the gender studies professors, they have the power to brainwash thousands of their female students into the belief that gender oppression is a one-way street. These students then move on into the world and bring their monoconscious feminist attitudes and beliefs with them, further reinforcing the gender cultural belief that gender oppression is a one-way street. So what can masculists do to counter these two categories of women? The obvious answer is with masculism. Masculists tend to confront these two categories of women with masculist ideas so that they become biconscious, or they will be viciously attacked by masculists who will hurl abuse at them for being, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, for being monoconscious feminazi bigots, that's MFBs, for being fat, ugly unfuckables, for being sexist, hypocritical bigots, and other such masculist insults. I'll begin with how masculists can tackle the feminist gender studies professors, since the gender wars will take place years earlier on the campuses than in the parliaments. Once there are enough masochists on campus, they can then go to war against the feminist gender studies professors and departments, which in the eyes of the masochists are merely misogyny classes, brainwashing young female students that gender oppression is a one-way street. Let me be clear. Speaking as a bi-conscious masochist theorist, I don't deny that men oppress women. I've read more feminist books than probably 99% of feminists, so I'm very aware of how men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, etc. But since I'm a bi-conscious masochist, I see women oppressing men far worse. But most feminists know nothing of masochism, so remain deeply gender politically ignorant, monoconscious. I've been strongly influenced by feminist tactics and have incorporated them into masochist tactics. For example, copying the feminist shift from feminist consciousness raising to feminist politics, changing the gender laws, for example, equal pay for equal work, the right for women to enter the professions, fault-free divorce, taking over the divorce courts, legislating the abortion right, etc. That is, major changes in the gender laws that benefited women. As a masochist theorist, I want to see the same kind of thing be done for men after men go through their consciousness-raising phase, which is still ongoing. Politically, I'd like to see the establishment of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees in the parliaments that consist half of female feminists and half of male masculists, so that the gender issues of both sexes are treated equally, which is far from being the case today, in today's gender politically biased genocracy. Before the gender politicians in the parliaments can be half masculists, the whole gender political zeitgeist has to change. Men, and society as a whole, has to be taught that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in practice, women oppress men far worse than vice versa. For example, the worst big three gender crimes committed by women against men being women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering. It's no wonder that masochists have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men, whom the masochists want criminalized and jailed for these awful crimes. Once masochist ideas have spread sufficiently so that there are hundreds of well-informed masochists on a given campus, then they can go to war against the gender studies professors and have them forced to teach by consciousness. The very term gender studies is a huge misnomer, since in reality, gender studies courses are really feminist studies, which are so gender biased, which teach women who take these classes absolutely nothing about how women oppress men, so that these women end up totally indoctrinated that men are the oppressors who should be hated. Hence, these young women feel they have the right to be publicly misandrist, to sneer at men, to be very unnice towards men, etc. Once there's a sizable contingent of masculine students on campus, they can then go on the warpath on a campaign to render campuses bi-conscious. If I were a young masculine on campus and one of the leaders of the group, what would I do? I would get a group of us to sit in on a gender studies course, gathering evidence on how gender biased they are, then go to the university president and demand that these gender studies study the two genders, or the masculine students will sue the university for sexual discrimination against men. If the often lesbian, monoconscious, feminist gender studies professors are deeply hostile towards the presence of a group of males, and worst, masculists, in their classes, then if these feminist professors demand that these men leave, and they don't, so that the security guards are called to move them out, then if there is a sizable group of maskless in the class, they will be able to physically resist their physical removal by the security guards, and then organise a delegation of maskless to go to the president of the university and hand in a formal complaint, as well as making a big publicity splash in the campus magazines and internet blogs, etc., plus contacting the local media to spread news of the maskless rebellion on campus against the feminazi, monoconscious gender studies professors who are misandrist, gender-biased hypocrites who know nothing of masculism, so remain deeply ignorant of how much worse women oppress men than vice versa. The maskless on campus can declare victory. can declare victory when the gender studies courses have been made bi-conscious, that is, that they teach as much masculism as feminism. Otherwise, they will be sued for sexual discrimination, for spreading misandry, and denying that there are two sides to gender politics. These maskless confrontations within the gender studies departments on campus will generate enormous publicity, especially if the maskless really lose their patience and bitch-slap monoconscious feminists who try to stop maskless talks on campus given by prominent maskless with widespread reputations. In brackets, see flyer number 219, entitled Bitch Slapping of Feminazi Hecklers at Maskless Talk on this. Close brackets. With enormous publicity will come a growing bi-consciousness on campus that then spreads, so the society becomes more bi-conscious, so that pressure can be brought to bear on the parliaments to mend fair the gender laws by setting up GECs, GECs, gender equality committees in the parliaments, who then mend fair the divorce courts, who legislate the para-paternity rejection right, so that men have the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that manslaves him for two decades, as women have with their MARA, maternity rejection right, who legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's paternity fraud, one of the worst gender crimes that women commit against men, who push for the fipping of women, creating a fip society, in which all young women are socialised and educated to be fips, that's financially independent persons, so that they don't become fluffies as adults who expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man, manslaving him for decades. Maskless aim to teach society that fluffies are vermin, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, who are effectively exterminated by men, masculisted men, who punish fluffies and fluffy feminists so severely by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying a slow, miserable death. As most men become masculisted, as most men become conscious of the awful gender criminality of women, they will put tremendous political pressure on the gender politicians to mend fair the gender laws. Maskless tell young women that the major reason why young men refuse to give them their sperm is due to the toxicity of the divorce courts for men, taken over by the hated monoconscious feminists in the 70s, who have thus made marriage and paternity toxic for men. So that in many countries now, over two-thirds of young men don't marry and reject fatherhood. Thus the maskless are persuading young women to hate the feminazi gender politicians as much as men, masculisted men, do, so that these young women vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws. When 60% of the voting population wants the gender laws men-fared, then the gender politicians will have to oblige, or they will be voted out. In practice, there will be a growing number of maskless gender politicians who will be vicious towards the monoconscious feminist gender politicians who dogmatically deny that women oppress men worse than vice versa. These maskless gender politicians can then attack these feminists in the media, causing them to lose their seats at the next election. Once this there are a sizable number of maskless gender politicians, then the GECs, GECs, Gender Equality Committees, can be established, and the gender laws men fared, as described above. So maskers have several gender wars to win, both on the campuses initially and later in the parliaments, so that millions of men are not butchered in the divorce courts, who had their kids ripped away from them, forced to give away his house, half his wealth and stuff to his fluffy ex-wife, and to pay her alimony till he dies. Those women who don't fib up will be left to rot on the shelf. Maskers predict that maskless anti-fluffy attitudes amongst young men will become so strong in the coming years that several million young women will suicide over the issue of not fipping up, as young men in their social circles viciously reject them socially and sexually, spitting in their faces for being fluffies, for being future manslaving, divorce-raping vermin who deserve to die, that is, slow, miserable deaths. Lonely, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, rotting on the shelf. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the maskless tab for 650 plus maskless essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. Ciao.